Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Yes, and good day to everybody out there, all of our fellow golfers. Welcome to another edition of Tee to Green from the five-star Diamond Resort, the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. This is Jerry Evans. I'm flying solo today as Jay Ritchie is covering Air Force hockey. The Falcons are in South Bend taking on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Poor Jay had to watch the Notre Dame and USC football game from the stadium last night, so he had some tough duty. Today on the show on Tee to Green, we will be talking with Matt Ballesteri about an event that you cannot turn a blind eye to. It's called Shots in the Dark, and that's set for later on here on the program. Now, in our first two segments, we will feature Pete Charleston from Golf Logic, and he's going to be talking about pace of play and the app from Golf Logic that can help you with that very issue. A lot of times when you're out playing, sometimes you get behind a group that takes a long time and whatnot, and I know even some of the pros have exclaimed a lot of times that they find that the slow play interferes with their ability to make good shots. So we'll talk all about that, and it should be an interesting way to approach this particular subject, because I know that a lot of people have a problem with that. So all the makings of a great show right here on Tee to Green. It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans. Thanks for joining us.
Early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and smartphone. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. one day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green. Okay, we are here at the beautiful Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, the five-star Diamond Resort, and we come to you each and every week here on Tee to Green from the Broadmoor. Jay Ritchie is off covering Air Force hockey this week, and I'm Jerry Evans, flying solo today, and we're hopeful of getting our first guest on here in just a little bit. So anyway, we wanted to talk a little bit about how the pace of play is going to be coming into play more and more, because a lot of people who go out onto the golf course, they have a problem with the fact that there might be a group that is slow in front of them. And so a lot of times you've even found that that is true with some of the pro golfers, and they've even mentioned how the fact that it is difficult with pace of play. But we have a gentleman now on the line who is from Golf Logic, and he hopefully is going to enlighten us on what we can do as far as the pace of play, especially when you get onto the greens and reading how the green is cutting, or whether it's bending the right way for you as far as your putts are concerned. And that's Pete Charleston. Pete, welcome to Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans and Jay Ritchie on assignment in Notre Dame, covering the Air Force hockey this week. But we're glad to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Okay, let's get right into the meat of the matter. And give us some background on Golf Logic and how it ties into the everyday player's game.
Well, we started the company back in 1999, and we were one of the first companies to do a handheld GPS device. And we partnered with Garmin, and we wrote all the golf software, and we sold all the different golf courses. And, of course, back then, prior to 2006, it was actually illegal, according to the rules of golf, to use an electronic measuring device. And when the USGA changed their stance on that in 2006, we launched a whole retail product that we sold direct to the consumers. And then when the first smartphones came out with GPS built in, we were the first company to do a golf GPS app. And you know, it's really come a long way since 2009 when we launched that first golf app. But I think what we're here to talk about today is this pace of play and how Golf Logix can help speed some of those slower people up, whether they're on their approach shot or on the green.
Now, before we get into that whole subject matter, is Garmin still alive?
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Well, it's funny, when we started, if you said GPS, and so 1999 is when we launched this. If you said the words GPS, most people in America didn't even know what GPS stood for. There were very few personal devices. The ones for the cars weren't available. So it has really come a long way. But no, Garmin's still very strong, and They're big in the aviation and the fishing industry with the real high-end devices.
Okay, so you have the app that people can have with regard to pace of play. How does that tie in with their game, and what can it do to help an everyday player?
Well, first, I mean, it really starts on the green, and we've had this technology on the tee box, but we've had this technology for a long time. So, you know, especially if you're playing a course you haven't played, you look out, you walk up to the tee box, you're like, geez, how far is it to that left bunker, right bunker? And for those people who use lasers, sometimes it's hard to shoot from that far away. But so we lay out everything for you. We have a 3D image of each hole. You're able to kind of touch any distance, like how to carry, where to lay up, all these different things, which is really nice. It can save some time. And then with this newer technology we came out with, when you walk or drive down the fairway, it automatically shows the green and in almost like a 3D format, and literally shows every contour of the green. So you see the arrows, you see how the green moves and breaks and what happens on it. So you can actually plan your approach shot. If you have a back pin and you're like, oh man, I couldn't see it. If I go long or go at the pin, this ball's going to roll off and I may, instead of getting a par, I may get a double bogey. So it can really help you make better, quicker choices from the fairway.
Does it help out with the undulation as the green as far as reading that?
Oh, absolutely. So on your approach shot, it shows every undulation and every break of the green. And it really comes into play on when you come up to the green and now you're putting. And, we all have those people in our group that they're slow putters and they have these routines that are just painful. They walk to the left. They walk to the right. They plumb bob. They go behind the hole. And you're just like, buddy, putted already. But many people do this because they're not comfortable reading the greens. And we've really solved that for you. So literally you walk up to the green and you stand behind your ball, and with a simple finger swipe, it actually draws the line and will tell you, hey, this putt, aim 12 inches left and aim, a foot short. And if you hit it there, the putt's going to go in. So you no longer have to walk all around the ball. You now have this read like you would if you had a caddy behind you tapping in the shoulder and going, hey, just hit it left, and it's a little fast.
Give it a little tappy, tap, tap, right?
That's right.
Well, with regard to all that, it seems like this would be a great innovation for people, especially to help them as far as their pace of play is concerned. Now, when somebody gets the app, does it tie in with the particular course that they're on? Obviously, that has to be one of the events that has to take place, right?
Yeah, so our app uses GPS. So if you open it, if you have our app downloaded, which you can get try for free in the iOS, the Apple Store or the Android Play Store. But if you have our app, it automatically, when you step foot in the parking lot or on the course, it'll pop up and say, do you want to play today? So it knows where you are and will pop up and make it easy for you to download that course and play.
Is this device allowed out on the pro circuit?
No, so no phones are, at this point, you cannot use phones on really pro, junior golf, most of the different tournament levels, you're not able to use phones. But in most every tournament, your member guest, wherever, generally, they have the local rule, which allows you to use electronic measuring devices.
So if somebody wants to tie in this particular item with their golf game, all they got to do is basically sign up for the app, and then you're able to try that for free. How long is the free offer available for?
So we're super confident that people really fall in love with all these great new features we have, specifically the green contour data that we're able to provide. So we offer two free rounds out there. So it's no strings attached. You get to try it at the end of the trial. If you like it, you're able to sign up, and it's $49.99 a year, which is unlimited golf courses, anywhere we have them in the world. And, if you don't choose to upgrade, you still get Golf Logix, our free app, which gives you a 3D image of each hole. It gives you distance to the center of the green, and it allows you to track up to four player scoring. So it's still a great app, even if you don't choose to upgrade to the higher-end features.
Can a golfer also use it out on the course itself and not just the greens?
Oh, of course, yeah. It gives you front, middle, and back. It'll give you touch point distance to anywhere in the green. So, you know, let's say you're on the tee box and you look out, and how far is it to clear the bunker on the left? Okay, all right, I'm going to hit driver. You know, you clear it, and maybe you're 165 out, and you walk to drive up to your ball, and it shows you, okay, here's front distance, middle distance, back distance, and then you can tap anywhere on the green and get distance to where the pin is. So it's really, really simple to use. You can also track your club, how far you hit your clubs. So it's a simple, it's got a little club button, and you track it, say, on the tee box, and then when you get to your drive, you just tap it again. It says, oh, you hit your drive, 263.
Well, for me, that would be really nice.
Right?
To be able to hit it that far. But, you know, for the average everyday golfer, I think this is a great tie-in for them. And we want to talk a little bit more about how this can be used overall in the play. But also, I think one of the things that I'd like to discuss is I believe this can be used as kind of as a teaching tool. And we're going to get into that. But Pete Charleston from Golf Logic, our guest right now. We're going to take this break, Pete, and then when we come back, we'll talk about how you can use this particular app to help you as far as teaching you how to play better golf. Right here on Tee to Green.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I want to talk to you today about how to get out of wet sand. All of the best bunker players are handsy, but this is even more important when the sand is wet and the depth of it is hard to perceive. You can't practice out of there because, of course, that's a penalty. So here's what I want you to do. Play the ball in the middle of your stance, shorten the backswing just a little bit, and get a little more wrist hinge. Always, always get a little air underneath your right heel when you finish. This will help ensure momentum through the shot and to help get that ball out and up. And those two things are important. Oftentimes you can get the ball forward, but not up enough to get it out of wet sand. Make sure you put the ball in the middle. Get a little more handsy out of wet sand.
For more on how to hit it longer and straighter, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
The show by golfers for golfers. This is Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie covering Air Force hockey this week. I'm Jerry Evans, flying solo today on Tee to Green from the five-star diamond resort, the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And we're just having a great, fun time today talking about golf and how it can tie into your particular pace of play. And that is because we're talking with Pete Charleston from Golf Logic, and we've been talking about how the pace of play and how to improve the speed of everybody's, walk around the course or on the golf court. But anyway, Pete Charleston back with us here on this second segment. And Pete, we were talking about how the pace of play can be improved in the first segment. Let's talk about how this particular app can be used as a teaching tool, not only just giving you information about how you can play a particular hole, but how it can tie into making your golf game better.
Yeah, I mean, it all really starts on the tee box. And, you know, obviously course management, especially with, you know, beginning golfers, really comes into play. And, you know, you've got to make smart decisions from the minute you step on that tee box. And when with our app, with Golf Logic, you're aware of what's in front of you. So, you know, if you hit your driver, you know, 235 yards, then there's a big, huge bunker on the left and the right at that, you know, at that distance. Well, gee, don't hit your driver because, you know, then you're going to be playing out of a fairway bunker potentially, which, you know, obviously makes the hole harder and harder. So, you know, it starts with planning there. And then, you know, with our new green contour features, having this view of the green and the contours and what happens on that green, knowing that, you know, it's a huge false front or the whole back falls off, you know, you can really plan that approach shot. And there's nothing worse when you actually hit a good drive, you're in the middle of the fairway, and, you know, you've got an easy iron into the green, and, you know, maybe you don't know the green or you don't plan it correctly, and you hit a great shot, and it lands in the worst possible way and falls off to the left, and now you're in this terrible bunker greenside, and you can't get up and down, and you get a double, and you're just like, boy, you know, did everything right. So really helps you on the approach. But I think what really will change the way you play and really help you lower your scores is on the green. So, you know, whether you're a scratch golfer or you're a 20 handicap, you know, having that confidence that the ball with 100% certainty, you know, it's going left or right, or it's uphill or downhill. It really teaches you how to putt and teaches you how to read greens.
As far as the play is concerned, when you're out, like in the fairway, and you know that maybe you can't hit one particular iron club far enough to reach the green on that second shot or the third shot if it's a par five. As far as that type of environment, does this particular app show you that maybe it's a good idea to lay up and play the hole smart rather than trying to go for it and being this manly man type thing?
We actually have, which really good for you know, beginning golfers, is we have a setting that you can turn on, which is, it looks like almost like a pie grid. And so from like your, say you've got an approach shot and you've got 175 yards in, and it's got this pie grid and it lays out, you plug in what your distances are. So, you know, if you hit your, you know, your 7-iron, 150, and, you know, and your 9-iron, you know, 130, and you kind of plug that in and it will lay it out on top of your approach and put it in zone. So you can actually see, oh, if I hit my 7-iron, it's going to, you know, and I hit it my distance, it's going to be here. Oh, that's still going to be short. Boy, I need to hit a bigger club, or, you know, maybe I just lay up and chip it.
Well, it sounds like being used as a teaching tool, this particular app can really improve the pace of play as well, because then I think the average golfer is out there saying, you know, this is my ability, this is what I'm going to be able to hit, so this will actually improve how well I play and actually speed up the entire game for that particular golfer. And I think that's really important. And I know your teaching aspect of this has been certainly endorsed by the LPGA. They think it's a great idea to use this as a teaching tool.
Absolutely. I mean, course management, you know, you can't stress how important that is out there. And, you know, I know we all as amateurs get out there and, you know, make these, like, oh, I can make this shot. And, you know, instead of playing it safe and going for a, excuse me, a par, you know, you end up with a double or triple bogey just because, you know, you bit off more than you can chew. And I think GolfLogix helps you realize that, whether it's on the tee box, the approach, or on the green. You know, it makes the game a lot easier.
And that's real important, because the average golfer, I think a lot of times when they get out and play, you know, if they play once a week or twice a month or whatever the case might be, they get frustrated by the fact that they're not able to, you know, perform exactly the way that they feel like they should be able to do. And then, of course, that slows them down, and then they start looking for lost balls, and then all it just kind of, you know, spins into a whole situation where everybody's frustrated and they're not having a good time out there. So this can really help with those people and let them know that, hey, you know, you're not Phil Mickelson, you're not Tiger Woods, you know, you're out here to have a good time. And remember, I kind of always think of it as sort of a walk in the park. That's the way I like to term my golf outing, no matter if I shoot really badly or if I shoot really well. I mean, it's been on both sides of the river, so to speak, and I think that's really important for the average golfer to realize. And I think a lot of times if they can get this type of electronic help, it'll help them calm themselves down and to just go out and play their game and let the golf ball fall where it does.
That's exactly it. And, you know, if I were to say that the single easiest way to speed play and to have more fun and score lower is on the putting green. You know, most people, you know, are making these 2 and 3 putts, and, you know, you don't have to do that. You know, if you arm yourselves with the tools, which is what the PGA Tour players are using, theirs is in a book format, just not in a digital phone format. But if you're able to look at the read really quickly and then, you know, look at the app and go, oh, man, yeah, it looks like it's slightly downhill moving to the right, and you step up and you putt it, and because you have this information, you have less 3 putts. Boy, I mean, you talk about speeding pace of play just by taking less strokes. And then you walk off the course and you're happier. You save 4, 5, 6 strokes just on the putting green. You're like, God, this game isn't as hard as I thought.
Well, that's what we'd all like to believe, but sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. But let's go back and recap now. Now, you guys got this whole idea, all this started, and give us a recap of how you got the whole program started and where you're based and how people can get a hold of you.
Well, we're based out of sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. Lucky to be living here, especially now that it's finally cooled off. We started it. My partner and I started this back in 1999. We kind of pioneered this handheld GPS, and then as the economy got a little squirrely there in 2008, and the first phones came out with GPS, we decided, why would someone spend $300 on a device and have to lug it around when, we could actually put the same information, actually better information on the phone, which you have with you, all the time. And we're the first company to, to launch a golf GPS app. And every year we reinvest in our product. And, what you see today with the putting is going to be even better in 6 months, and 2 years from now, it's going to be even better. So, be assured that whatever you see when you're out there, we're every day we're working on making it easier.
All right, real quick, we just want to tell everybody, you got a website real quick?
We do. It's golflogix.com. So it's LOGIX.com. You can learn more information there, or you can go right into search in the Apple App Store on your phone. You can search for Golf Logix or putting app. Anything will come up.
Okay, Pete, thank you very much. Pete Charleston from Golf Logix, our first guest here on Tee to Green.
Rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SMART to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tap it in. Just
tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I want to talk to you today about distance putting. Distance putting is always, always a speed priority golf shot. Too many people concentrate way too much on direction on a putt of any distance, sake of argument, 15 feet and longer. What I want you to do is always concentrate on just the speed of the putt. You will be far more apt to make a three putt if you hit it too hard or too soft than east or west of the cup. If the ball goes right to left, you're going to use a little of that knowledge. But your main priority with any putt of any distance is speed. Remember that. More three putts are made by hitting it too hard or too soft than east or west of the cup.
For more on getting up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans, flying solo today. Jay Ritchie off covering Air Force hockey this weekend, as he is in South Bend, Indiana, covering Air Force against Notre Dame. And we're glad to have you on the program. Once again, on Tee to Green, we're here on Sundays, and we thank everybody for tuning us in. Tell all your friends about the show. Like us on Facebook, and you know, anytime that you want to leave a comment, we'd be more than happy to tie you into the program. Our many thanks to Pete Charleston from Golf Logic, our first guest today on Tee to Green. And now we're going to get into something that I think is totally a fascinating idea, and that is playing golf at night and in a rather unique environment. So Matt Ballesteri from Indian Wells Golf Club in Palm Springs, California, is here to talk about this particular program. It's called Shots in the Night. And Matt, welcome to Tee to Green.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Jerry.
Okay, let's talk about this particular program. Whose idea was it? How did it come about? And why in the world did you ever come up with an idea about playing golf at night?
Well, it all started with our general manager, Steve Rosen. Definitely a gentleman that likes to really think outside the box. And first looked at doing the top golf in our area. But with our clientele and our seasons, it wasn't really feasible to have that many people attend during the summertime when we're obviously slow. So we started looking at other options. And that's when we ran across a company called Next Links, based out of Santa Ana. What they came up with is a laser system that portrays different images onto putting greens, where they had an inside. We actually had a nine-hole putting course already in use that wasn't really getting utilized, so we figured it could be a good fit and started working with them and expanded over to the driving range as well and kind of started figuring out different ways to put targets out there and kind of searched around and found some targets, found some good glow balls, and kind of took off from there and ended up opening this last year.
Let's hear it for technology. It's kind of interesting to think about how lasers have come into play, even in the game of golf. So you've got somebody out there on the driving range, and you have, like, specific markers set up, like at 150, 200, 250, that type of environment?
We kind of cater more towards the new golfers almost. So our farthest target is actually only 150 yards out. So our targets range from anywhere from 50 yards to about 145, 150. They're mostly trampoline size, so about 12 feet. They glow and are illuminated by LED light. So what we do is we use our back teaching mats, and we got these new glow balls that are actually phenomenal called Night for Light, and they're actually normal distance. They're not the old glow balls where you put the little sticks in the middle and they feel like rocks. You know, these are actually normal distance, kind of softer feeling golf balls, and really turned out amazing. We have about 10 to 12 targets out on the driving range. The funniest part for me coming across this was the fact that the good golfers kind of struggled a little bit because their balls actually had some arch, so it was coming kind of down, and the targets tend to be a little smaller, where the bad golfers hit those little scud missile low ones, and they ended up hitting quite a few targets, which was pretty impressive to see, and it really got the beginners or people that have never touched a golf club really enjoying it versus, you know, not hitting it next to the pin.
Can people make like an evening of it, go there, and do you have like a restaurant, a bar set up, and then in between you're eating or maybe drinking a beer or something like that, do you have the opportunity to play at that particular point?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a full-on entertainment center what we got going there now. So we purchased our own Indian Wells food truck, which we actually use as our halfway house for both of our golf courses, and then during night we drive the food truck. The putting course and the range are side by side. The food truck fits right in the middle. We got a bar right outside the food truck. We got some servers serving up food and drinks to all the guests out on the range, as well as the putting greens. And the way that we actually operate is each individual range stall, and we have 7 putting greens, are rented individually by the hour. So you would rent, say, a putting green for an hour. You can have up to 6 people. You walk on out there, we kind of show you the basics of how to use the system, and it's all run through an iPad located on a table. So you walk on out there, you got an iPad, and with the click of a button, you can, say, portray a dartboard right around one of the cups on the green. Each green has 3 cups to putt to for all the various games. Go to different holes. We got a DJ pushing out music. We also have a kind of show lasers, I call them, where they portray into our big giant wash, so we have images probably 50 by 40 feet for entertainment with fog machines going off over the putting course. So it's really a fun experience to see. And we have a beautiful restaurant we actually just redid called The View. And when you're up on that back patio, it looks amazing looking down on what we got going. It's really, really cool.
Do you have any other kind of hazards that people have to encounter when they're out there putting?
Yeah, so it was actually originally a 9-hole John Fote putting course. And we got rid of 2 of the greens and made a putting green for our tournaments and stuff like that. And the other 7 greens actually has a creek that runs through the middle of them. So I've definitely had to get a ball retriever and fish quite a few balls out of the creek. We do get a lot of beginners. When we opened, we thought it was going to be kind of a golfer thing, and we quickly realized it's really for everyone. And just being a PGA golf professional, it was really cool to see thousands of people, I would say, that have never touched a golf club in their life just have a great time. It's really, really cool to watch. And to kind of follow up on what your guys' golf pro was saying up with the Broadmoor about lag putting, the games are phenomenal for that. And I agree with him. It's all in distance. And a lot of those games are very much distance controlled. We got a beer pong and shuffleboard, and it's all really distance based and depending on how far you want to putt. So it's really, really similar to what he was kind of sedimenting, that distance is huge, and it really helps golfers in a fun environment where you're not just practicing sitting on a putting green by yourself. Yeah.
Well, if anybody has ever visited Colorado Springs and played at the Broadmoor, they know they've got Cheyenne Mountain and also Pikes Peak that are in the background, and they often talk about the fact that you, when you're up on the green, you need to putt away from the mountain in order to watch the curvature of the ball and make sure that you have your best chance. It's not just about speed, but also it's about the curve of how the golf ball goes into the hole. Do you guys have anything like that where you kind of increase maybe the undulation on your little greens there for people to putt?
Yeah, so when the people come up to the counter, we have the 7 greens, and the first couple people that walk up, we like to ask, you know, do they play a lot of golf? Do they know how? Because all of our greens have a much, much different topography. And so some of the greens are real flat with subtle breaks, and some of the greens are really tough. So kind of what they're in for on the night, there's some putts that will break 10 feet on some of the holes. So it can get really tough just depending on what green you get put on.
So if people are enjoying dinner, having a drink, and then they're out there playing well, we don't want to really term it putt-putt because it's totally a different concept. as far as being there and just enjoying an entire night out and having a good time with family and friends and whatnot. Now, this is kind of a family-oriented type of thing, right?
Very much so. I have a putter, a right and a left-handed putter, that are no more than a foot and a half long. So we have clubs for all ages. We don't discriminate against anyone. I've had people in wheelchairs out there. It's really open for anyone to participate in, and it's really fun watching the kids go out there and play, which is why a lot of the, I have about four targets that are inside of 65 yards, so anyone can get there no matter how good or bad you are.
Do you have any kind of tournaments that you've put on there?
No, we haven't done any tournaments yet. We do a lot of big corporate events. Last year we actually held the PGA national meeting at our golf resort, and they all participated in our night golf. So we had about a little over 500 people that night.
Wow, that's a good outing for sure, and I'm sure that a lot of people had a great time. Even if they've never touched a golf club, like you mentioned earlier in the program, if people haven't touched a golf club, they can go out there and certainly enjoy themselves and just have a family good time together, and not only with family but also with friends as well, and do something kind of fun, because a lot of times people, I know that many people that I know do not like to go out to a golf course because they're embarrassed by the fact that, you know, they get out there and they can't hit the ball, they can't putt, they don't do anything exactly right, and you encounter all these hazards and boundaries and whatnot. But you go to something like this, and you see the illuminated targets, and you see all the lasers, and you aim for a particular target, and a lot of times it can be fun no matter if somebody's just hitting the ball on the ground or maybe just has very little elevation. And I find it ironic that a lot of the good golfers, that's where they're having few problems, is the fact that they're so used to arcing the ball in, and a lot of times that's a problem for them because the targets are not set up for that.
Absolutely, yeah. The one cool part also we have is there's different difficulty levels within the putting game. So you'll have a beginner, an intermediate, and advanced. So if you've never played and your buddy's a golf pro, you can put it beginner, and the other one could be put it advanced, and that really made it easy for beginners, so they win a lot of the time, which is funny to watch these great golfers lose to their buddies that have never played. So really evens the playing field.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you being on the program today. I got a chance to look at the video, and I hope that many other people get a chance. All they got to do is go on Google Shots in the Night, and they'll get a chance to see the video and how it comes into play for everybody. It's really a fascinating concept, and hopefully this is something that will catch on with other areas of the country as well. And we do want to thank you very much for being on the program. Matt Ballesteri from Indian Wells Golf Club in Palm Springs, California. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much, Jerry. You have a wonderful day, and thanks again for having me on.
Okay, so there you have it, Shots in the Night. What an interesting concept, and if you get a chance, watch the video. It's really fascinating to see how it all ties in together, and it's a great family night out for everybody concerned. So our thanks to Matt Ballesteri and to Pete Charleston. We're not done yet. When we come back, we'll take you out on tour and see how everybody's doing there, from the men to the seniors and the ladies as well.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Wedge in hand, certainly you throw it behind the hole and drag it back a little bit. That's what he's trying to do.
Beautiful. Oh, I had that set. Give him one. Well done, Tiger Woods. That's a good way to answer a double bogey.
Yes, it's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. And this is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans. Jay Ritchie will be back with us next week, and our thanks to Tiger Woods for giving us that little tip. As right now, let's go over how things have been going out on the PGA Tour, the Ladies Tour, and the Senior Tour. Leading the way for the men at the PGA Tour stop in Houston, Texas, Lanta Griffin at minus 11. Mark Hubbard is now at minus 10 right behind him. And we have a three-way tie in third place, Peter Malnati, along with Cameron Tringali and Bo Hostler, all at minus 9. The ladies, they are in Colony, Texas. Currently leading are Cheyenne Knight at minus 18. Brittany Altomain at minus 16. She is tied with J. Marie Green, also at minus 16. And then Georgia Hall and Jane Park coming in with minus 11 for the ladies in Colony, Texas. On the senior tour in Cary, North Carolina at Prestonwood Country Club, in the clubhouse at minus 10, we have a two-way tie between Woody Austin at minus 10 and Doug Barron also at minus 10. Jerry Kelly, I think he has a great first name, he's at minus 9. Stephen Ames is at minus 7. And Retief Goosen at minus 7. I think he has the greatest name of all the golfers out there. So that's a recap of how things are going as far as the PGA Tour, the Ladies Tour, and the Senior Tour as well. Our thanks today to Pete Charleston from Golf Logic, who is talking about the pace of play and how that can be improved with their app, and also to Matt Ballesteri from Indian Wells Golf Club in Palm Springs, California, talking about shots in the night. If you haven't had a chance to see the video, it's quite fascinating. Check it out on YouTube, Shots in the Night, and it'll give you an idea of exactly how that program was set up and how much fun it can be for especially a family night out. I want to thank you all for joining us here on Tee to Green, and we will be back with you next week as Jay Ritchie gets his return back here. And as Jay always likes to say, hit him long, hit him straight.